It's a cloudy afternoon in Montrose, and despite the chance it could rain, more than 300 people are at the site of the future recreation center. The facility has an estimated price tag of $28 million. Ken Sherboneau is the executive director of the Montrose Recreation District.
Tracking the whole history, it's probably going on almost two decades of effort to bring a recreation center to Montrose.
Last year, city voters approved a sales tax increase to fund the project. The district also received a $500,000 grant from the Daniels Fund and a $1.9 million grant from the state to help cover construction costs. Sherboneau says the rec center will include a competition lap pool, gymnasium, climbing wall, racquetball courts, and an indoor walking track.
So it's going to offer something for every age and every interest. It's really going to make a great contribution to the quality of life in Montrose.
Cindy Alvarez says she's excited to bring her kids to the center when it opens.
So there's going to be a child care center, and so I'll be able to swim, bring the kids so they can do their activities. We can all do it at the same time in the afternoon, after school, or on the weekends.
Deborah Lewick says the site will be a benefit to the community.
Well, for one thing, it's a place for the kids. There's not a lot for them to do, and so this is a good place for the kids to actually spend some time.
If construction stays on schedule, officials estimate the facility will open in the fall of next year. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.